Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. My intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I am a natural-born intuitive and psychic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents to help clients become more aware of their own intuition and to tap into energies to create their dream life. I also see the energies and possibilities, timelines, and threads, which helps clients see where they could go, what all the possibilities are, and that's very exciting. I do believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are the key to any situation. I offer clarity and understanding from a soul-level perspective. Sometimes a little guidance is all we require to step into our power and move forward in our life. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page you can join, Psychic Cowgirl, and please feel free to share any comments or questions through the page, or you can email me from my website or simply at shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and let's begin today's show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's show. This is Shannon. I called in 5 seconds before the show was to start. I had it all set up and ready, and then I got distracted, you know, because I was looking at Facebook. And I went, oh, I better, like, come back over here and check. And, yes, I was dialing, and it said 30 seconds till the show started. And when I got through, it was 5 seconds. Kind of how my world has been lately. A little last minute, lots of strangeness, lots of things to deal with and take care of. I guess that's what makes it exciting to be here, right? So, how are all of you today? I hope you're doing well. I like the energy of today. It feels fresh, and it feels like we can get things done, and it feels full of possibilities, which it hasn't felt that way in a while in my world, so I'm pretty happy about all that. Okay, so we are continuing on our chakra series, and today we get to talk about the heart chakra. So just to recap, we did talk about the root chakra first, and that is where all our physical stuff happens, where we worry about safety, we worry about security, we worry about money. We all seem to worry about money. It deals with, I have a right to be here. And so when that root chakra is clean and balanced, you feel grounded, you feel stable, you feel secure, you feel present in the here and now and connected to your physical body. When it's not balanced, you might feel anxious, completely insecure, full of self-doubt, and you might feel like you're not safe. Like you have to protect everything and everybody. And with our crazy world right now, that can happen quite often. I mean, we hear all these horrible, nasty things in the news. I'd like to take an opportunity to send out a blessing because the news this morning about what happened in Ottawa, and it just really rocked some people's world and shocking. And so I want to send a blessing out to those people involved. There was a soldier that was shot in Ottawa at the War Memorial. I don't know any more details than that. I was just, you know, looking at Facebook and seeing some headlines. And it's just so sad. So sad. And I don't understand why. I simply don't. So when this one is balanced, we do feel grounded, we do feel able to handle things a little better. If we were really unbalanced hearing this news, we would probably want to lock our doors and hide away in you know, one of those, I can't think of the word right now. You know, when people build like bomb shelters or panic rooms, that's what I'm thinking of. Hide away in our panic room. And that, you know, that's just not living your life. So some crystals to help balance your root chakra if you're feeling ungrounded and a little bit protectionist. Red jasper, hematite, ruby, garnet. And then after that, we went on to the sacral chakra, which is the orange chakra, and it's about I feel. When this one's well balanced, you have an inner peace towards life, physical gratification, emotional fulfillment, and creative expression are all found in this chakra. If this chakra is unbalanced, it can be indicated by avoiding, controlling, or ignoring your feelings, staying distracted, like I was this morning with Facebook. You may also disconnect completely, severing yourself from your senses and feelings and living life in your head and not in your body. These unbalances can create self-denial, self-rejection, and self-deprivation. Self-sabotage, that will show up here. To balance this one, physical activities. Yoga, beautiful for balancing chakras. Dancing around your house. Flowers. Some crystals to balance this chakra. Amber, citrine, topaz, and moonstone. I carry tons of citrine. Then we moved on to the solar plexus chakra. Yellow, I choose, I intend, I will. See how I got stronger when I talked about this one? I do a lot of work with my sacral chakra, and I've done a lot of work with my solar plexus chakra. So you can tell where, you know, I tend to be unbalanced sometimes in my sacral chakra, so I really have to be aware of that one. And then my solar plexus one, I've worked with a lot, so I tend to keep that one more balanced naturally. And could you feel that energy shift when I moved on? That's another thing. You know, just talk about your chakras, even if you're just talking to yourself. And if your voice kind of cracks or falters or you just don't feel as strong, that can indicate an imbalance. Okay, this one rules your self-direction, self-control, personal will, and physical energy. Self-esteem, warrior energy, power of transformation. So if this one's well-balanced, you have high self-esteem and the ability to act responsible. Okay, I give up. And you... your ability to act responsibly, my goodness, while assuming personal authority over your own life. So if this one's balanced and you make a mistake, you own it. You're like, yep, screwed up. Let's fix it. If this one's not balanced, you might, you know, make a mistake and try to blame somebody else. If it's imbalanced, you can have too much self-esteem, some narcissistic tendencies, which can result in narrow-mindedness, relentlessness, and unyielding. Extremely overcompensating. You can be intimidating, overbearing, insensitive. And as we talked about last week, society actually honors some of these qualities in the workplace and in business. But if this is imbalanced, you might not be able to slow down or relax. And that's not good. Let me see. Some ways to balance this chakra. Sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. And I don't know exactly why, but the sun god Ra has come up in my world a lot over the last little while. I love the sun god Ra. I'm a Leo. I love the sun. Don't love the heat as much, but I love the sun. So if you are having trouble with this, just ask him for help. So sunshine, sunshine, sunshine will balance this chakra. Hot baths with sea salt and some essential oils. You'll have to research that because I don't know about that. Let me see. eat yellow foods, take classes, listen to Shannon's radio show. What else? Make a special effort to dress and groom yourself well. All these will balance this chakra. Citrine again, amber, tiger's eye, and peridot. Some of my favorites in there for sure. Okay, so now let's move on to the heart chakra. When you're working with your chakras, it's really great to always work first on balancing the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, and then moving up, because just like in anything, you need that firm foundation before you move up, right? Okay, the heart chakra. I love when this one's balanced. It makes life really good. Okay. So this one is indicated by green. This is I give, I care, I love. This heart chakra rules your compassion, forgiveness. See why it's important? Forgiveness can be tricky for all of us. When we feel betrayed, when we feel hurt, we'll talk more about that. This heart chakra rules generosity and love. Now, this one's also the bridge between the lower, more physical energy center chakras and the upper, more metaphysical, spiritual centered chakras. So this one being well balanced will result in stimulating your highest ideals and desires and leave you feeling positive and nurturing. How wonderful is that, right? Now, when this heart chakra is deficient or unbalanced, you may experience feelings of shyness, loneliness, an inability to forgive, or a lack of empathy. Now, speaking of empathy, those of us that are empaths, we feel so much in our heart chakra. So much. Because not only do we feel what we're feeling, we feel what other people are feeling. And this is one of the reasons why empaths will completely avoid conflict. Because when you have to step into that and deal with it, as we sometimes do, you not only feel what you're feeling, you feel what they're feeling. So you really have to shield and protect yourself when you have to step into that sort of a situation. And avoiding them doesn't work because they'll keep coming, right? Because it's part of our transformation and empowering ourselves. When somebody does something that's wrong for us, we need to be able to step up and say, no, what you did was not acceptable. No, that has to change. But when we can feel what they're feeling, no matter what that is, rage, anger, defensiveness, hurt, betrayal, how dare you, it's really, really, really hard to do that. And so we have to learn these shielding and protection techniques so that we can step up and do these things. It took me a long time to figure that out. So I have some tips on that. One of the things I do is I zip my chakras first. So I start at my pelvis and I zip up over my head. Anytime I have to be in a crowd or deal with a tricky, sticky situation. I also will say, ego, go stay in the horse trailer until I'm done with this. Now, I use horse trailer because I happen to like my horse trailer, but you could use your car, your truck. You could tell your ego to go hang out in the doghouse, the garage, someplace not horrible because you're just giving your ego kind of a timeout, but send it someplace else so that when you have to have these conversations, if that person gets defensive, there's nothing for them to get defensive with because your ego has stepped aside. This works amazing, amazing, amazing. Anytime you have to deal, like, say you're going to negotiate a bank loan It makes you uncomfortable. Makes you feel like kind of a loser because you have to go ask for money. You know, it's not an easy thing to do no matter what. If you say, okay, ego, you wait in the car while I go do this, you don't feel so vulnerable. And if you happen to get a banker who is having a bad day and kind of wants to be on a power trip to make themselves feel better, I mean, let's face it, it happens. Because your ego is in the car, their ego has nothing to battle with or react to, so then it works. It is amazing. Try it. If you have to go speak to an authority figure and it makes you a little intimidated, tell your ego to stay in the car. Because our ego wants to protect us, right? Our ego wants to make sure we feel safe, make sure we feel secure. But in doing so, it can sabotage us because we get defensive and we get protectionist. And that doesn't work when you're trying to have a conversation with someone that is uncomfortable. So, yeah, there's my hot tip of the day. Send your ego someplace else to have these conversations. Okay. Where was I? Okay, I was talking about being an empath. Okay, so physical symptoms of this unbalanced heart chakra can include shallow breathing, asthma, and other lung problems. Isn't that interesting? I have a son who's very sensitive, and we've dealt with asthma. It was linked to allergies, and once he got his tonsils out, ta-da! He seriously has used his inhaler maybe 4 times since, and it's been over a year. And so his heart chakra, because he feels everything in his heart, was, you know, part of this being affected. And now life is so much easier and better. Okay, if your heart chakra is off balance or shut down, you may have a tendency to run away from intimacy. You might even intentionally push otherwise loving and lovable people away from you. Without this sense of connection, you become critical, suspicious, and defensive. Paranoia can become a real possibility. If your heart center shuts down completely, you may be inclined towards secrecy, betrayal, and addiction. By closing your heart, you continue to push people away who, in response, reject you again and again, seemingly validating your initial determination to seal yourself off. Again and again you pull back. Again and again you're pushed away. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your heart becomes more closed and you become more isolated. Kind of fascinating, huh? And society, you know, there's these, I don't even know what to call them, you know, that walk away from them before they hurt you, or don't get your heart broke, all these little sayings we have or beliefs that we have, you know, if you feel like someone's going to hurt you, you break up with them before they break up with you. You know, part of it is ego-based, and part of it is just really being scared and not having that heart chakra balance and be open to possibilities and connections. I mean, not every connection works, absolutely. We can, you know, really go extremely the opposite way and shut ourselves down from any feelings or connections. Fear, because we're scared. We're scared to get hurt. Now, let's talk about a heart chakra being imbalanced in the opposite direction. So we can have it pretty closed or we can have it too wide open. You become too empathic, too easily picking up on the anger or depression of others. You live at the mercy of the moods and feelings of those around you. This can be psychically and physically draining. People around you will become energy vampires if your heart chakra is imbalanced and too wide open. It needs to be balanced so that you can have that happy medium kind of thing. Okay, so when it is balanced, how does that feel or look? Let me tell you. You non-judgmentally accept yourself and others. You recognize beauty in yourself and in everyone while overlooking weaknesses. It is because of a balanced fourth chakra that you are kind and forgiving, as well as quick to pardon. You are also tolerant, optimistic, resourceful, and humorous. Who knew, right? If your heart chakra is balanced, your sense of humor is right up there. Nice. I love that. Okay. So let's talk about how to balance this chakra besides the chakra balancing exercise meditation we will do at the end of the show. Nature hikes, just get outside, spend time with family and friends, surround yourself with plants because they're green, they help the heart chakra, gardening, read romantic novels or watch romantic movies, candlelight dinners, even lighting a candle, lighting a candle with a flame will clear the psychic air also. Eat green foods and drink green drinks. Green beer for St. Patrick's Day. Look at all the people balancing their heart chakra. Nice. Again, get out in nature. Take a hike. Meditate outdoors. Be deeply aware of the birds. On the weekend when we were out doing a crazy adventure because we had a jam-packed weekend, we went to a cow sale in Ponoka to buy some replacement heifers for 4-H. And then they got to go have a sleepover at my friend Carrie's house, if you're listening. Hey, Carrie, thank you so much. And then we raced to Lethbridge to spend time with my mom because she just moved into a new apartment. And luckily for us, they were all moved, so we didn't have to do the help with any of that. It was pretty much all unpacked, too. It's kind of amazing. But we wanted to see her new apartment and say hi to her and give her hugs and Bob hugs before they went to Arizona this week. As those of you that listen often, that whole school bus thing really, really shifted things in my world. And I'm going to make a conscious effort to try to spend more time with family. So then we had a sleepover and we went for a walk on Sunday. And birds that I'd never seen before, a gray blue jay. And, Stellar Blue Jay, or Stellar Jay, he was beautiful. He had, like, kind of a crown thing on the top of his head, and then he was black, but then his wings were, like, a deep, iridescent, dark blue. He was so pretty, and he kept flying around us and landing, and he didn't chatter to us. He just, like, hung out there and watched us. It was pretty cool. So now I know I was balancing my heart chakra by noticing birds. Dun, dun, dun. Spend some time with small children or your animal companions, petting a cat, petting a dog. It all creates that connection, and your heart chakra is all about clean, clear connections. Okay, now we get to the sticky part. Do your best to forgive someone. Just let it go. Now, forgiving someone does not mean you condone or think what they did is right or acceptable. Forgiving someone means you just let it go. Another way to look at it is you are forgiving yourself for getting into that situation in the first place, where someone had the ability to hurt you or betray you or do you wrong. That's a big part of forgiveness. Mostly we're mad at ourselves for getting into that situation in the first place. But as we all know, for soul growth, we get into these situations to figure out how to get ourselves out of them. We don't grow when things are all good and well. We grow when things get sticky. So a lot of soul growth going on lately for everybody, because everybody seems to be in sticky, weird, uncomfortable situations. So do your best to forgive someone. Then make a list of everyone you can think of who loves you or has loved you, living or dead. Love is always current, always present, even when a relationship has ended or a person has crossed over. Let the love sink in. So you make a list of all the people that love you or have loved you, and let the love sink in. Now, this is about receiving. Our heart chakra is also a big part of receiving energy, being open to receiving love, being open to receive a compliment, being open to receive information. So after you make your list, try to keep the awareness and that energy of how it feels to be loved in the forefront of your heart all day, like a warm glow. It will feel like a hug. It's really easy with our busy world and, you know, you constantly hear horror stories and you want to keep everybody safe and protected and yourself safe and protected, and you kind of want to build a shield and, you know, hibernate, and that will all affect your heart chakra. So you have to find that happy medium in there. Here's another way to help balance and be aware of your heart chakra. Perform an anonymous random act of kindness every day for a week. Notice how it makes you feel. I just read a really good book, and I don't remember what it's called this second. And the guy carried 7 rocks in his pocket. And every time he did a kindness for someone, he moved the rocks from one pocket, a rock from one pocket to the other. And his goal every day was to perform 7 random acts of kindness. And so, that being his goal, he did his best every day, and some days he didn't. He only did like maybe 4 or 3, and some days he did a little more than 7. But that was a way for him to keep aware and to perform these random acts of kindness, because in his past, he wasn't always kind, and this was a way he felt he could atone for that. Now, that is a little bit drastic, but if it would work for you, you could try it for a week or two, right? It was a really good book. Now, declare a gratitude day. Spend the whole day noticing everything that you have to be grateful for. If you find yourself slipping into any attitude or frame of mind that isn't gratitude, express thanks and appreciation to as many people as you can. Go to sleep grateful. Now, several times on Facebook, they will have 21 days of gratitude or 21 days of gratitude, or you'll get a gratitude challenge where for 7 days you have to come up with three positive things or three things you're grateful for. You know, it's a lot harder than you think. Because one of the things is that you cannot repeat yourself. So you can't say on day one and then on day four that I'm grateful for my children. You have to be a little more creative than that, and you have to give a reason why. And so when clients get stuck in a rut, this is what I challenge them to do. It's 21 to 28 days of gratitude. You can do one thing or two things, and you have to write them down to be grateful for every day. So even if it's that first cup of coffee in the morning for one day, the sunrise, things like just the little things, of course, your family, your friends, but you can only like pick one. Like you can't keep repeating yourself. Like you can't say, oh, I'm grateful for my friends because they did this one day, and then a few days later, oh, I'm grateful for my friends because they did this. It has to be a little more challenging than that. And it's interesting, and it does change your thinking because it takes 21 to 28 days to create a habit. So if you feel yourself, you're in a rut right now and you're kind of like, eh, about life, try it. Get a notebook or do it on Facebook. In 21 to 28 days of gratitude, it can be, I'm grateful that I can walk out my door and see wide open spaces. And you have to keep it positive always. Gratitude is a positive energy. That part's not hard. But you wouldn't want to say, I'm grateful that I didn't get, you know, beat up today. Although for some people that is their world. Let me see. Reconnect with an old dear friend. Make that phone call. Reach out to them. Have a chat on Facebook or text message. Let them know what they've meant to you. Or maybe it's a family member that you haven't seen in a long time. I know life is so busy and we get distracted and busy, busy, busy. It's all our buzzword. At some point, though, it's time to slow down a little. Stop and smell the roses, so to speak. Stop and enjoy that there's no snow on the ground right now. Woohoo! You could volunteer at a food bank or homeless shelter or at your children's school. Schools always look for volunteers. Withhold judgment. Try to learn something from and see the divine spark within everyone you seek to help. Put yourself in their shoes. There's two sides to every story, and you don't know why someone's doing what they're doing, but you can bet that they have a reason. Maybe their reason is to create drama because they're bored. Still their reason. Maybe you could reach out and go for coffee with them and try to figure out ways to help them so they wouldn't be bored. And yes, that can totally backfire. I've lived it. Trying to get people involved so they feel part of a community has backfired on me several times. Perhaps they just weren't ready. Perhaps they didn't understand. Who knows? I try not to judge them, although I do, because it was frustrating and irritating. But again, I also understand that they have their own reasons. And maybe they're just not wired to be that way. And maybe, you know, they gave it a good shot and just didn't know how to do it any other way than what they did. Right? And then I can judge that all I want, but really, none of my business. Some foods that will help with this heart chakra. Leafy vegetables, spinach, kale, Air vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, squash. Green tea will help with your heart chakra. Nice, right? Okay, some crystals to help with your heart chakra. Rose quartz. Rhodonite. I love rhodonite. One of my new favorite crystals. Emerald. Jade. And aventurine. All of these will help with your heart chakra. Now, our heart chakra is, you know, affected by our thoughts, our feelings, and our relationships. And sometimes our relationships are sticky. We can be in a relationship with people that, I'm not going to say they're bad for us, but they kind of are. Or our heart chakra is too open, and we end up feeling, you know, like they're an energy vampire. So with that in mind, and because our world is a little bit turbulent lately, we're going to do a cord cutting meditation right now. And so what this will do, it will cut any negative cords or cords that are a little bit toxic right now between you and other people. It will not cut any positive cords or cords that you really wish to keep. So even if you had someone toxic in your life, but you really, really weren't ready to let them go, it wouldn't cut that cord. You have that choice. So let's just go through this little meditation, and we'll still do a chakra meditation a little bit later. Okay, so just get comfortable. Feet flat on the floor, please. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. Heavenly helpers, I call on you now. Cut any negative cords or attachments blocking and draining my energy field, specifically my heart chakra. I choose to let go of these energies and release the chaos they may be causing. As I release these negative energies, I create space for positive energies. It is done, it is done, it is done. And I call on the sun god Ra to fill everybody up with bright sunshine energies. Nice. I will post that on my Facebook page. And anytime you're feeling a little bit cluttery, or you feel like you're being, you know, affected by other people's energy a little too much, just go and read that cord cutting meditation to yourself, and it will work. Okay, so let's just go over the heart chakra one more time. Because it's really important to have this one balanced. After you, and I'll have the rest balanced all the way up to here, because this one's like that center point. Having it balanced is really part of that firm foundation to work on your upper chakras. Because spirituality is a connection. It's being able to create connections to divine energies. And it always enhances your life. So if you have all these chakras balanced and clean and ready to go, it will just create really, really great energies for you to be more intuitive, for you to be able to trust yourself, for you to know what you know, and be confident in that. The heart chakra is also where the clairsentience energy is, that clear feeling. And again, empaths. We feel everything. And you know when someone betrays you and you get that ping in your chest, that's your heart chakra. And it sucks. And it hurts. And it feels so personal. And whether they meant to or not, it still feels like, I don't know, so personal. I don't even know another word for it. And it can be devastating, absolutely devastating. I mean, a lot of work I do with clients is like friendship coaching, relationship coaching. People come into our lives for a reason. We're paying off karmic debts, especially in the last 2 years. So some people will come into your life and you have this great connection and a friendship and things are going well, and then they're not. It's really that goes that way. Things are going well until then they're not. And it feels abrupt and it feels weird, and all of a sudden you see them in this different light. And it's not that they're bad or horrible or evil or whatever we want to say. It's just because you've paid that karmic debt and you guys are done with each other. Time to move on. Because, you know, we all know that when someone's your friend and you truly like them, you let them get away with stuff that if someone you didn't like did that to you, you would be like, warrior mom, warrior friend, right? How dare they? What do you mean they did that? Yet if they're your friend and you truly like them, you have a completely different perception of that. And so it's like this when you're in a karmic debt friendship situation. You're really good friends, you get close, you think they're wonderful, you have good conversations, you work together on projects, you do, you know, it's really great, sunshine, lollipops, roses. They may do a few things you're not sure about, but you kind of let it go and overlook it. You give them the benefit of the doubt until you can't. Until you can't anymore and you realize, okay, we're not in alignment anymore. We've completed this karmic debt we had to each other, and it's time to move on. Lots of times the other person may not realize that, or they realize it and you don't, and it feels like a betrayal. But you're just working out your soul contracts. And you need to vent and you need to work through how you feel about that. But you know what? You'd work on balancing your heart chakra, and then you realize that, you know, of course, hindsight, because time always gives you a clarity, that it happened for a purpose and a reason. And, you know, maybe that person has done things that you don't agree with, and maybe you thought you were helping them by, you know, is that really a good idea to make up fake assistance and to have, you know, your business presented in such a way that it truly isn't? You're kind of in a spiritual business. This will bite you in the ass later. Is this really a good idea? And you feel like you're mentoring and coaching, and they feel like they're your friend, and maybe they feel like they're mentoring and coaching you, and everything just falls apart. I know some really great people who are really great at what they do, but they're not secure enough in what they're doing that they make some sabotaging decisions. And when they do that and you try to help them with it, I mean, they don't like it and they get mad. And then the friendship is over. Karmic debt. That is totally a karmic debt. And when it's over, and just let it go. I know, easier said than done. Have to work at it, but it's true. And you know what? I have friendships from the past that went awry and were heartbreaking. And later on, we became friends again. Our world is so energetically multifaceted that it's all for our learning. It's all for our experience. That's what we're here for. That's our life purpose, is to experience, to figure out who we are at a soul level and work from that. That's why I'm so busy, because that's what I help people do. Figure out who they are on a soul level. Now, I'm going to play the chakra balancing meditation, and then we'll talk a little bit more after that. Let me just find it and pull it up. All right, here we go.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay, now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love, and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages, right? Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light's gonna break into two, and each ball of light is gonna go down your thighs, past your knees. You're gonna feel refreshed, able to focus. You're gonna have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith. But if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're all feeling really great right now. I wanted to bring up one more thing about the heart chakra. This is also where anger and resentment can hang out. Deep anger. Anger at the world, anger at circumstances, anger at yourself, anger at who you are. All these things to do with anger can definitely hang out in that heart chakra. If you live vicariously through others, so for people whose sole purpose is their children, and then when their children grow up and leave, they get angry, that's a hugely imbalanced heart chakra. Hugely imbalanced. And is it any wonder, you know, heart attacks, heart disease are so common, kind of an issue in our world? We're all living without having a balanced heart chakra, or even being aware that there is such a thing, or that we should be balancing, or could be balancing, shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? That's why I feel this one's important. I mean, they're all important, but become aware of this one. Become aware of when you get those pings. Become aware of what makes you feel deep joy, so that you can work on balancing this chakra and being aware of how you're feeling, when you're feeling it. I realize that, you know, you may have to listen to this radio show again about your heart chakra, because it's a lot of details, a lot of information. But it's really important to work on that. I'm actually working on a coaching program to help with all of this, so I'll keep you posted on those details as I get them together. So I want to say thank you for listening, and you can replay these anytime. You can find it on iTunes, or just go to the Blog Talk link I've put up on my page and click there and listen. And I wish you all a wondrous Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off, because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.